Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
Yeah. I have to have my script.
What happened
for
every
Virgil's?
Other week for the last 50
oh,
weeks?
Gosh.
I have to have my
on.
Script for Virgil.
You answered a phone
so
call last week.
All right, we're on the air. We're on the air.
Hey,
I heard are you Miga, kidding me?
I heard Miga sounded good on air, though.
It did sound bad, but it was like, what the hell?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I had a phone call. I had to answer.
Her kids
no,
were...
No, you don't. That's the thing.
I have
you
to have my
choice.
Phone on now because I have a script to read.
Well, before we get to that script, we have another script.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. This is our
show within a show.
This is
our,
a good in here.
Our
this,
audio drama corner.
I'm turning my phone back on.
Roach is going to play a farm.
This is
a farm for a minute.
This is as good as a Tommy sandwich right here.
Oh, it's better than a Tommy sandwich.
This is what we deal
again,
with.
Are you going to make fun of my dead grandmother tomorrow?
On a daily basis, this is what we deal with, Roach.
That was the name that was given by
I
my dead
Roach
grandmother.
I think needs some counseling after this.
All right, so
he's a little edgy today.
Yeah, I'm tired of
I
you
don't
guys.
Know why he's upset. All we did is have concern for his health.
We have a group text that we would like to present for your enjoyment and
now,
enlightenment.
So we're going to have Roach will be played by Ryan today.
The part of Roach,
because he does not want to participate.
And we will clean it up a tad bit for you.
Grumpy old man.
It wasn't too bad, was it?
Well, there's a couple F-bombs.
I don't have this text thread, though.
No, you can read over.
We'll go with Fricks.
You can read over Stubbs' shoulder. All right, so you guys pull up your...
All right, let me pull it up.
Pull up your script
Roach
here.
Is playing his game on his phone. He's so upset.
That's
right
not a joke.
Do I need to read it in Roach's voice?
No, just
do Roach.
So we've got Stubb and Grumpy Old Man playing themselves, and then Ryan will be playing the part of Roach today.
All right.
By the way, Hollywood, TM on the script.
Wow, right on the air.
Sorry.
All right, Roach is starting. Ryan, you're Roach.
Hey, do you two buttheads want to run to Dinosaur tomorrow after the podcast?
Okay, I respond. Can't tomorrow. I need to make a Home Depot run New Year's Day.
That would
Who's
be Tuesday.
With me?
That's Tuesday.
Who's with me?
And I say, I probably can as long as work doesn't call. That's a little joke because I don't work anymore.
Don't think I can on Sunday.
What?
And I write, what the frick?
Is this Kevin?
I write, must be.
Cooking turkey Monday.
Which I write, what the frick?
I'm so confused. New Year's Day is Tuesday.
Is he having a brain aneurysm?
No.
Again, what the frick? He told us he couldn't go every day but the day you asked about.
Should I call 911?
Is he stroking out?
I wish.
So is Tuesday bad?
Another non-coherent reply.
Is he doing the podcast tomorrow?
I think I can go Tuesday. Yes, a-hole.
Finally, a coherent reply. Did Will type it for you? That's his son. He's mad at us right now.
He's really mad. He's mad about this. But really, it's
this is what we deal with on a daily basis.
Well, you won't have to worry about it anymore.
Oh, he's not going to talk to us anymore.
Hey, Ryan, my favorite part of that reading, by the way, was how much the other two guys said, and then I said, before saying their lines. I like
yes.
that movies and stuff when the guy
well,
goes,
hey.
And then I said, say hello to my little friend.
Hold on.
Remember,
hold on.
Now, all we do is get complaints about we
yeah.
don't know who
we don't know who's
yeah.
who.
Yeah, so saying, and then I said, really clears it up.
All right.
Hey, we didn't say we were geniuses.
Shut up. I'm taking a sip of my Virgils.
Yeah,
right
I'm going to have a little sip of my Virgils.
What kind of Virgils are you drinking, Stubb?
Zero sugar orange. For
you guys, ready?
Jeff, what kind of Virgils are you drinking?
Wait. Oh, that sounded smooth.
I'm right having there. Some zero sugar cream soda.
Mm. Oh.
Vanilla cream. Actually, pretty damn good.
Oh, it is good.
The orange is kind of grown on.
Roach, what kind of Virgils are you drinking?
I'm having the orange as well.
Mm. How do you? Like I had the root beer the other day, and I loved the root beer.
Root beer is good. You know what? Cola originally, I thought I like root beer better, but now I think the cola's kind of taken over.
The cola's got an interesting taste.
It's not like
it's not
cola.
It's, yeah,
it's not
it's
like
not
Coca-Cola
a straight
cola or Pepsi cola. It's got
better.
A different taste than that.
But. I don't do the cola because I'm a Pepsiholic, so I don't dare even try it.
There's no caffeine in it.
I know that. It's not the caffeine.
No, there's caffeine in it. What do you mean it's not the caffeine?
There's no caffeine.
It's not the caffeine.
Are
it's
you
that
sure?
cola taste that I'm addicted to.
No,
oh, it does.
No,
caffeine
it's not.
Free. Look at that. I'm telling you, no caffeine in that
That's
stuff.
Good. It's so the caffeine you're addicted to.
Listen, at midnight, you if you want to down one, feel free. Go ahead. It's not going
to
keep you up.
Hey, Stubb, would you be willing to tell us a little bit more about Virgil's?
Okay. Well, let's put it all out there. Virgil's is the new sponsor of our show, right? We got that clear?
We're big fans, too.
We are big fans.
The official soda of Four Fat Guys, other than maybe one of us.
So give us the lowdown.
So anyways.
The official sugar-free soda of Four Fat
Guys. I think Virgil's realized they got one reasonable man on this podcast, me.
What do you want me to do?
Me, who has diabetes and has to watch my sugar intake. So they, and I don't like, honestly, Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke, whatever. Diet that has aspartame in it? Or what do they have? Doesn't Pepsi not have aspartame in it?
No, they switched back.
It's all those artificial.
They quit the aspartame, but they went back.
So it's all artificial stuff. That really is not good for diabetics either. But everything I've read, the stevia, could actually be beneficial to diabetics. So I tried drinking some of that. I've tried all kinds of different stuff. But Virgil's really is the best one I've tried. So anyways, they've agreed to, I guess, sponsor us, right? They're kind of sponsoring us. So they sent me this script. Now, clearly, they don't realize
how dumb
we
you are.
We are stupid. Well, do you want to read it, stupid?
I just want to go on record and say what you're about to hear is like after four or five test runs.
What? Which one of you idiots would like to read it?
Look, we know we're idiots. They just didn't know it.
I would volunteer to read it, but I don't want to rob our listeners.
They sent us some delicious soda, though. So.
And after that last text thread that we just read, everyone knows that Roach is an idiot.
Yeah, we really should have Roach read this. Some of these words I had to ask my wife. Do I got the right word on this one?
It's pronounced soda.
I'm still not sure I got
you know
it right.
The real good question here is, why did she marry an idiot?
It wasn't for my money.
or your brain.
Oh, no. Well, then I guess that leaves one thing.
Just read the ad. This is not what Virgil's wanted.
Oh, okay. So here we go. Like a lot of people, you've probably made a New Year's resolution to drop some weight in 2019. Now, if Virgil's listened to this podcast, they know we never did make a New Year's resolution to drop weight in 2019.
Well, that is a normal.
It's very normal for people to do that.
That's probably number one on the list.
Well, I mean, even we try it.
You
but maybe
losers,
with Virgil's, we'll have a little better shot at it.
You losers should try it, and drinking Virgil's would help you. But anyways, cutting out sugary soda can be a great first step. Maybe you've considered switching to diet soda, but you've read about all the artificial sweeteners and other junk they put in them. Now listen, for me with the diabetes, this should be the diabetes podcast here.
Hasn't it always been?
Yeah,
my problem,
been going on for a while.
I swear, the only reason I have diabetes, because I wasn't that overweight. My problem was I like sugary drinks. So I drank, Mountain Dew was a favorite of mine. We know somebody else who drinks it like, and again, how he has not gotten diabetes yet is amazing. But I also switched to like tea, I won't name the brand, but sweetened tea. And I drank that all the time. That stuff is full of sugar. And that's what you had to cut out. And the minute I cut it out, I dropped a ton of weight because I don't feel like I've stopped eating as much. I just don't drink that junk anymore. Anyways, let me get back to the script. Well, Zero sugar and great taste is what you'll find in Virgil's Zero Sugar Sodas. Virgil's is an all-natural craft brewed soda available in 6 great varieties. Root beer. Who's drinking root beer?
No one today, but the root beer is probably my favorite.
I love the root beer.
That's right up at the top.
That tastes like legit root beer.
Now, I haven't had the vanilla cream. Ryan's drinking that right now, yeah, so that's really good. I love the cola. The cola is very good. I'm drinking an orange right now, and that's great. Black cherry and lemon lime. I had lemon lime, too. It is not Mountain Dew. It tastes more like Sierra Mist, but I like it. It's good. They use a proprietary sweetener blend of stevia, erythritol, and monk fruit. I think that erythritol is right. I don't know.
You just killed that.
I just had to roll with it. And add only the finest natural flavors to deliver a taste sensation that is above soda. Virgil Zero Sugar is available nationwide at Target, Kroger, and finer supermarkets everywhere. I don't even know. Is that Kroger's?
Yeah, that's a southern store maybe.
To find a store near you, visit virgils.com. Great taste meets zero sugar. Virgil's Zero Sugar. It's above soda.
Thank you, Virgil's.
We're not near Kroger, but we're near Target, and Target definitely has
Target
it.
Target does, and where I saw it,
Rite Aid has it.
Rite Aid, or is it
Walgreens now? Didn't Walgreens buy Rite Aid?
Maybe. It's Rite Aid in our town still.
Yeah, the sign still says Rite Aid.
Rite Aid has it, and they have the regular Virgil's with the
actual cane sugar.
Right, cane sugar. It's not the artificial junk, but...
Virgil's sent us some shirts. They must think we're going to lose weight too because they sent us the largest.
There's a couple of us that can wear them, but
they said, "Can we get the biggest shirts out to these guys?"
You know what? Thanks to Virgil's for giving us an incentive.
There you go, Virgil's. Yeah. Virgil's is good. It's good stuff.
It's very good.
We got any questions?
Yeah, I got a question for you. Sure. Yeah, I got one. Yeah, let me.
Here we go.
If you could pick one subject area to have complete knowledge of, what would it be?
Roach, it's got to be finance, right? It's got to be like
you are the world stock expert, market, you know, or something.
Stock market,
sea creatures.
Okay.
There's no more. I was in my brain trying to think of the dumbest answer, and you found it. You found the dumbest one.
Well, the obvious would be stock market, because you want to...
Not the obvious.
Why not?
Why not? That's
you
want to
make
one.
Money.
You don't think that rocket scientists make money?
Well, yeah, but I think if you had...
Not as much as someone on Wall
Street. If you had that instant knowledge of the stock market and you were like the genius, you could be... A millionaire.
Yeah, I'm just saying that the rocket scientist is a little more, and I'm not saying the rocket scientist is the one, but something in that field, that kind of knowledge, engineering, is more safe bet.
Well, and I think it's got more use outside of just your making money. Like if you had world-class engineering, think of all the problems you could fix in your
day-to-day life. Yeah, but what is this all about? It's about money.
What I'm saying, money plus the extra stuff. I can't do much with the stock market outside of
making money. I think as a rocket scientist, you're waiting. You're going to have to wait a while to make your money. It's not happening overnight.
I'm not saying just a rocket scientist. I'm just saying something in some technical field where people need it.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I think you got to work more than you would if you just instantly were...
Yeah, stock market, 6 months, you're done working, you're retired.
You're done.
Or you're poor. You lost.
Not if you're the best, know everything.
Even some of the best lose money.
Yeah, not forever. Just for a short period of time.
You know, if I could pick, it would be like history.
I think there's some animosity over the text reading.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely...
History, where are you going to make money on that?
I'm not saying. If I could pick something that I really enjoyed, it
you
would be
you notice how he changed back? He just got right off it.
That's a stupid answer.
And I'm sitting next to him.
Yeah.
I don't feel safe.
Well, I noticed you haven't touched him as much today.
I'm kind of scared of him today. Wow, we just point out that we were... All we did is care for him.
We did.
We were worried, concerned. You wanted to call 911. I thought maybe he had some kind of a brain injury.
There was clearly something going on because it was a mess. It was a freaking mess. Yeah, I mean, it didn't sound as good over when we just read it. But when you're getting that text, like...
I'm scratching my head saying, did somebody kidnap Roach?
They need a really big van.
And then, but you know what's funny about this whole thing? Is he comes here today... He's pissed at us about it.
Yeah, he's pissed at us. Like, we're stupid.
We did something bad. And then at one point, even, he started off with, okay, read them, because you'll see.
He really thought he was right.
He thought he was right. And then we read, and then it became, I'm just not going to text anymore.
I just won't text anymore. I'm a big baby.
I think I'd like to have unlimited knowledge of faces, because then I could jumpstart my facial recognition app.
Stupid.
Well, that's just dumb.
The history one's dumb, too.
You're dumb.
I'm just saying.
Well, no, if you're gonna pick, I said history.
I agree with Roach.
Obviously, I know it's dumb because my first choice was the stock market. But if you could have a second one just for the fun of it, it would be history.
Second one.
I guess that is the question. So if you're picking something to make money, that's one thing. But if you were going to pick one just because you wanted to... Pick one. What would it be?
History.
I came up with names for my app, too. Who's that asshole? That's the facial recognition app. And then...
See, if you were...
Then Megan's scat one is, what's this shit?
I don't think these are bad ideas. Somebody's got to come up with that.
Well, I mean, really, the scat one could also be...
Somebody probably already
asshole.
Has.
Well, where is it? I mean, honestly, what was it?
Well, hold on. Wait, you're saying because you haven't been confronted with the idea of a scat idea?
No,
app
I don't care about scat. I don't care about scat.
You know what? I'm going to look up scat apps right now.
You're watching
it's
TV.
It's a dark corner of the app store.
Listen, you're watching TV and you see these two actors on there.
Oh,
and you're
again
like,
with this.
Who are they? I want to be able to click, boom.
Why
you
do
open
you
up
care?
Who's You open up who's that asshole? And pointed at the TV.
I
orange.
Need a little help, boys.
That orange was
how do you spell scat?
Good.
Yeah.
S-C-A-T. So wait, know. Okay, so...
I don't taste the aftertaste. With
facial
versus.
Recognition
no,
is
no
who's
aftertaste.
That asshole.
I don't taste it at
and then
all.
Scat is whose asshole was that.
Well...
And then you're good.
Critter Tracks Wild comes up when I put in scat app.
I don't want tracks. I need...
Grizzly scat app.
Yeah, but what? Can you just...
Well, hold on.
Scat pack
hold
four?
On. No. The grizzly scat app, what is it going to... It's only going to tell you if it's a grizzly bear or not?
Easy scat.
So if it's a mountain lion, you're...
Nope.
See, easy scat could be the one. Easy scat might be the one.
Yeah, but I think it was for poop.
Maybe that's just for laxatives.
Oh, I think it's for it's music. Scatability.
Oh. You can muse it if you can honestly.
But there were some for scat.
You know what I said? I said we were going to do
somewhere you could take a picture and it would tell you what it was.
I don't know. I didn't read the.
Well, then you don't.
Bio.
All right, next, your homework for next week is to download all the scat apps.
I have an idea for an app that I think would be a hit.
Okay. Oh boy. Here we go.
Welcome to our Silicon Valley brainstorming session.
Is this some sort of Roach translation app or what?
No, it was perfectly clear what he was saying. It's just incoherent.
Well, if we're
what's the app?
Yeah.
What is
I don't want to put it. Is it? I might make it. I might run
ATM. Okay. ATM. Okay. Mail this podcast to yourself, and then you can use that in
you're
court.
Gonna make this. You're gonna make this app.
Yeah, I might make this app.
Oh, okay.
All right, you want to? All right, I'll tell you. It's my
TM.
TM.
Okay.
What's that mean?
Trademark.
All right. So, what if you had an app that everybody you knew address showed up on the map?
Stupid.
Like Google Maps.
No, their address doesn't show up. This is all you put all your contacts in there, and you pick up the map, and you can see exactly where they live.
What good does this do to anyone?
Well, say you're in Albion, and you go, you know what? I need help on something. Who do I know? Oh, he lives right there. Bam.
Wait, what? What situation are you in where you need a random person's help?
You run out of gas.
And you can't just call them? Why do you need to know their address?
You want to walk over and get the stuff.
The only thing I think this could work for is like if you're sending out Christmas cards or something.
Now,
wouldn't like,
it be nice to know if you're near somebody you know?
I like knowing I'm away from you.
Roach, I apologize for the beginning of this show. You're no longer the dumbest member of this team.
That'd be a great app. You pull it up, and you can see everywhere right. in the United States, persons in your contact, oh, that's exactly where they live.
I just have to assume he's trying to make Roach mm-hmm. feel better right now. So he thought, I'll put something out there really
Roach,
stupid.
We'll make you an app that's linked to his phone, and when he gets too close to you, you'll get an alert. It'll be my like a one-mile buffer.
My app is probably already out there.
Well, it's trademarked, don't worry. No one's stealing it.
I think there probably is.
You pop that up?
The hard part with that is every person would have to give everybody else permission to see where their address was.
Well, if you have their address, you already know. But
right,
this you can
right.
see
but
where that, it is.
But you have to put everybody's address in there?
I guess.
That's a pain in the ass. I'm out. Right now, I'm done. I got to do that. I'm out. Yeah. No.
I was over at Stubbs' house, though, talking about this. And since his wife is the expert and knows everything on what that scat is and is it edible or not, I said, this episode of the podcast, we should just give away her phone number and say we're testing the beta version. So text her pictures of things you're thinking about eating or poop yeah. you find in the woods and just ask her.
What's the worst? Of the 100 people that are listening, probably 80 of them have her phone number anyway, so we're really not
Here's
doing
my
much.
Question. My app is stupid, but we're going on and on about a scat app. Like, that's some great ingenious thing we've thought up.
It's called What's This Shit?
How often do you see poop anyways, much less want to know what it was?
I did in the woods. Just
I figured you're Roach, crazy, Roach. I think there's a lot of people that would use that
I think
app.
Roach, of all people, with his scouting background, would appreciate an app that would
You would
take
think
some
so.
Of that
when he steps in it, he goes, all right, hey, boys, I just stepped in beaver crap.
Well, the thing is, for a lot of hunters, especially not in this area, but you go in some of the places in the Midwest, out west, I think they would be useful.
Hey, what
for
about
them.
Coyote crap? I'd like to be able to recognize it. Take the photo and have it pop up on my app.
I'll download the app.
What did Sue Zink send me? Oh, she sent me a thing that I did think was in it. Maybe we've asked this before, but do you think stupid people eventually realize they're stupid?
Well, it depends on how
Ooh,
stupid
that's
they
a
are.
Good question.
Like Roach? At some point in their life,
wait,
do
wait,
they realize?
Let's ask an expert. Roach? You gotta admit that's kind of funny.
Roach is not in any mood today.
He's pissed about
all.
The text.
He is still fired up. You could see that one coming a mile away, and he just had a look on his face. Like,
Roach has spent a lot of time this episode being really interested in the Virgil's label. Tell me more about this monk.
Oh, shoot.
But really, that's a good question. I guess this is the better question, is should you let somebody, you know, they say ignorance is bliss. Should you ruin that for somebody? Like if you see somebody doing something really stupid, do you just let them be stupid?
Well, it depends. Are they going to hurt themselves,
yeah,
or are they just being?
What kind of stupid are we talking?
They're not going to hurt anybody else. I'll give you that.
You got to protect them from themselves too.
Everybody's let me do stupid things.
Look at when Roach kept going on the phone. Eventually, I felt like I had to tell him. New Year's Day is Tuesday, so
it's kind of funny.
We
Roach is
we're
so
talking,
angry right
we're
now.
We're talking about Tuesday here. Not Sunday, not Monday. We're talking about Tuesday.
He's so right, angry.
I got a question. We'll move away from stupidity.
Wait, I got one too.
Oh, what's your question?
No, you go first.
Okay. I don't like sitting next to Roach right now.
There's just a lot of tension.
There's a chance he could blow.
What happened? Something more.
He's fueling up. He's fueling up with some orange energy, and then
I take it back.
You know what? It's the Steelers. I'll bet you.
I think the Steelers got something to do with it.
Yeah, because they.
Hey, by the way, remember I texted you about that call?
Yeah.
Did you see that call they put on the news? Saying how that was one of the worst calls ever. The question in that call.
What call?
That interference call on Pittsburgh. Was it early in the game? Kinda.
Yeah, first quarter.
I don't know.
It was the biggest non-call I've ever seen in my life.
I didn't see it.
Oh, they missed the call.
They made the call.
Oh.
But it was a non-call. It shouldn't. But there was nothing there.
I hate the officiating in football is terrible. And it's terrible because I think there's a penalty every single play.
Yeah.
And it really just is when they decide to call the penalty. Yeah. And to me, they call it always at the worst times. It's always a call that you're
That's what was so bad about this call. It wasn't a penalty, first of all, but it's fourth down and five.
And put them on the one.
And they get the ball on the one.
Right.
So it's fourth down. He throws it 10 yards over the guy's head in the end zone.
Right.
And it's a penalty.
Should have been a field goal.
No, it was fourth down. They were on like the 40-yard line. So they were going for it.
Yeah,
should have been the Steelers' ball.
Well, now
they get the ball at
the
one.
Problem with your Steelers is
like they're
even,
not scoring.
Even if they win today, it doesn't really matter.
No, they got to have
Baltimore to lose, and then
that's it.
Look, I don't give two craps whether the Steelers lose or not. Doesn't make a difference. But that call was so bad, it's bad for the NFL.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
There's been a lot of them. There was one later in the game. It wasn't much better.
I mean, I've seen some that are chippy, kind of, whatever. But this one is blatantly crap. You got to look at this call.
I have to look at it.
All right, let's take a look at it and get paid by our non-Virgil sponsors.
Who cares about them anymore?
All right, well, listen, I agree, but they're giving us
all about Virgils.
Thanks, Virgils. I got a question for you coming from the internet.
Oh, the internet. Jeff's on the internet right now, so lost him.
Look, I'm
Roach is still angry.
I'm trying to.
Ryan's still on the internet.
I'm over here by Roach.
I'm
trying to stay alive.
I want to apologize, Stubb. I'm the first one to say that a YouTube channel is stupid.
Yeah.
But I think today people need to see the anger in Roach's heart right
now. Well, is this our 50th today?
No. Next week.
Next week's our 50th.
Well, our gold.
You know what? Our 50th, our gold, yes.
Which Roach was right about,
Shelby,
by the way.
My daughter, says we have to have Grandma on the show. Our only listener needs to come in and just say,
she doesn't listen.
Well, I know, but from day one, we said Grandma was our only listener, so...
She still calls it the radio.
I don't know.
She's searching for the station.
She asked me the other day. She goes, "Oh, are you guys doing your radio show today?"
Yeah. I'm not sure she can make it up the stairs, so I don't know if she can make it into the studio.
We'll do a call in. We've done that in the past, and it's worked out really well.
Hey, but we are setting up the studio today for our YouTube channel. So ready, people.
What if we just call Grandma next week and just.
Get her on
put her
phone.
On speakerphone.
Yeah, we could do that.
And just not, we don't tell her what we're doing. We just put her on speakerphone and start talking to her.
Ask her what she's got going on.
Yeah.
We could do that.
And then ask her if she'd rather have legs for fingers or fingers for legs. Grandma's just curious.
No, we are doing that. I'm going to call Grandma next week. We'll get her on speakerphone and we'll just say, Grandma, you're on our podcast right now. And we just need to know.
We should dig up some of the greatest hits.
Legs for fingers.
The dumbest questions
we've
ever had.
Which one would you do?
Have you guys watched Bird Box yet?
I did watch Bird Box.
Right.
And
no
I
spoilers.
It.
No spoilers.
Enjoyed it very much.
Did you see
I liked it, but it's kind of a take on another movie.
Netflix. I didn't see the other movie, but.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Netflix doesn't
you didn't
generally.
Did you see the John Krasinski film?
No, I didn't see that one.
What was our question?
Here, you want to see this play?
We're never going to get it.
Yeah.
Now we're just watching videos of old Steelers plays.
It is a crap call.
Netflix generally doesn't release numbers.
That was a...
They called that pass interference.
On fourth and five.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
What do you think, listeners?
Can you see this, listeners? Do you know what we're talking about?
We're going to have iPads and stuff, so when...
So we just put it up in front of
the camera and say, what do you think of that?
Why does anybody want to see us on YouTube? I just can't figure this out.
for the same reason they want to listen to us.
Today they want to see how angry Roach is.
Well, but today, for sure.
Well, no, the reason I would want video of today is so that when there is an assault, we at least have video proof that we can bring in court. Say, Your Honor, look at, you can see the anger brewing in his eyes.
Well, we've also, Ryan is brewing up some good rap video, rap yeah. songs.
Roach. We're not doing raps.
Yeah. Roachy, so Roachy have, Roach and the Grumpy Bunch.
You're going to...
No,
have Roach and the old grumpy old man rap it too. So we got some fun stuff on the horizon.
Can we have a question?
All right, here's your question.
Whoa, Roach.
So I got totally sidelined by watching a non-interference call at a football game. So Netflix, though, they don't generally release numbers. Did you see 45 million accounts have watched that movie?
Bird Box?
Yeah, 45 million. Yeah.
Which means about 400 million viewers have watched
it. Yeah, probably.
Because of all of the account sharing.
I just saw
something, an article on how that's the highest view or the greatest viewed movie of all time. On
no
Netflix.
Spoilers, no spoilers.
And that was my question. I had a question for Ryan. Like, you know, my son is into movies. We watched Roma. Anybody hear about Roma?
Oh, that Netflix.
It's a Netflix.
Spanish language
movie.
I don't do Spanish language.
Black and white, too.
I don't do. If I got to read it, I ain't watching it.
I like the Three Amigos.
This coming from the guy whose TV always has subtitles on it.
Not for me.
Always.
Not for me.
We watched the movie. It's fine. I don't care for it that much, but it's all the critics love and stuff. But can that movie be up for an Academy Award?
Yes.
Not in our country?
Because it has had a...
It wasn't on the big screen, was it?
No, it has been in theaters, yeah. They only have to be in theaters, a certain number of theaters...
What about Bird Box?
...a certain period of time. I don't know if they did a theatrical release at all.
I don't think they did.
Roma, they did because they wanted to be able to get those award nominations.
Whoa.
See, now, if we would have had a... If we would have had the YouTube channel, we would see right
there.
There
was just a dumb.
Folks, he just took a swing at me.
Stop touching.
If it was live, there'd be some 911 calls coming in to get the police after Roach on that.
You know, what I can't figure out, he's mad at us over this, but if that was me that did it, he'd be all over me.
Oh, yeah, he would be.
No.
Calling me stupid. Bull crap, you wouldn't.
No.
Hey, Roach, you want a question?
Yeah, but anytime, can we talk about something else?
So, Grumpy Old Man brought up a good point and a question that I was thinking about earlier.
There's two grumpy old men from here. Yeah. That end of the studio is grumpy old man. You know, grumpy old
I'm
man,
in danger.
John,
are you asking, Ryan, if we can be up for an Academy Award? Because the answer is yes. Best original podcast.
We? Yeah, all right.
There are the, what do they call them?
The potties or
potties,
something,
the
aren't
potties
they?
Or something, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the music awards?
Grammys?
The Grammys?
So we could win a Grammy. What's so funny about that?
That was a little bit...
You guys are...
We don't Roachy Roach and the Grumpy Bunch put out a rap album.
That's what I'm saying. The Grammy... I don't know these awards.
I almost spit my Virgils out there, folks.
Don't they also do spoken word albums? This is a spoken word album.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know... how am I supposed to know these awards? I don't pay attention.
You're 50-something years old?
Yeah, I don't pay attention to who wins music awards.
No, it's not who wins. You asked, what is the music awards?
Yeah,
like
what are they?
Well, it's not
Grammys
like
Grammys or what? There's Emmys. It's for television, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't pay attention to all that crap.
I don't know why he's pissed at us.
Well, I'm saying we might win a Grammy for our rap song we do.
No, we won't.
You know what? I'm kind of sorry we read that on the air. You want to know why?
What, the Virgil?
Because here's what's going to happen. No. We're going to get hate mail from our families that we made fun of.
And by hate mail, you mean them telling us to our face that we're mean.
There's no doubt when Miguel
Roach is a martyr.
Yes,
on this show, Roach. Yes. There's
you know
we're
what?
Close when to having a church of Roach.
They don't know what an a-hole he is.
Exactly.
I'm the only nice one here.
When Megan hears this podcast, there's no doubt I'm going to get a phone call. She'll be on her way home from work, and I'll get a phone call, and she'll go, "Hey, I'm listening to the podcast. Why are you guys so mean to Roach? I don't think
Roach.
Thank you, Megan.
I like that she's so disappointed in you that she can't even wait until she gets home.
No, she has to call you on the road.
That's wonderful.
Roach is such a good guy. What did she say the one time?
You guys pick on him for... You always call him stupid, and he's the smartest one of all of you.
That's probably true, too.
And I was like, you're freaking losing. What Kool-Aid are you drinking?
Wait, let's roll tape, though.
All I can say is... Megan's stupid.
Let's roll tape. Last week...
Well, we know that ain't true.
Last week, when she was a guest on the podcast, she said she doesn't think that we actually think Roach is stupid.
Well, we don't.
Well, we don't really think he's stupid.
Well, so she can't make...
No, but then she'll hear a podcast, and she'll... She just thinks it's too much sometimes.
I would agree with that.
Poor little Roachy.
Hey guys.
We got a question.
I was just going to say, we're going on 35 minutes and we've done a question.
So back to Bird Box.
Oh, good God. Stop with Bird Box.
A lot of people have compared Bird Box to A Quiet Place, understandably.
I didn't see a Quiet Place. So I might be disappointed.
My question to you guys is, would you rather have to live through the world blindfolded? Or not being able to make a sound.
Yeah, I'd go with that one. I'd rather be quiet.
Well, see, I can't say because I've seen both movies.
Some sounds aren't voluntary.
Well, that's the problem.
We're not talking about Man Week and your problem up there.
No, I'm saying I would
Well,
go.
But really, can you imagine that's what gets you? You're quiet for 12 years and then you eat a can of old baked beans. And
none
then
of the Man Week guys are making...
That's not the question, though. The question, you can't vocally say anything.
No, you can't make a sound.
Any noises.
Yeah, you drop stuff.
Yeah, you drop something.
I'm clumsy.
You snap a stick.
Oh, that's...
You sneeze.
I don't know if that would even be possible for me. I don't think, if you're talking about survival, it might be easier to say, I guess I can't see anything then, because...
Well, see...
Impossible for me to not make a sound.
If you've seen both movies... It's harder because you know what happens.
No spoilers.
I'm not saying.
I didn't see The Quiet Place, so.
And I think.
Well, it doesn't have to be based on the movies. It could just be based on what you think would happen.
So are you saying, would you rather give up seeing or noise making?
See, if you're asking which one you'd rather give up, it would be making noise. But if you're saying it's your survival depends on it.
Yeah.
I'd go with seeing because...
I'm pretty sure that Roach would love if we couldn't talk right now.
Well, I'm just saying, what if you snore?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. You go to sleep, well, Roach, the first night, you'd be dead.
Roach is a dead man.
That's what I'm saying.
You're dead.
Not all sounds
and
are voluntary.
And I'm not far after him.
But you know what?
You're dead, too.
You're dead first
because you fall asleep before me.
Yeah, that might keep you alive.
The CPAP machines would start looking a lot better.
No, you would be dead. You know what? That would kill you.
Oh, no, they're pretty quiet.
They're not quiet. Oh, they're not.
Yes,
it doesn't matter. That's
too much
noise.
This movie has now become like a Nightmare on Elm Street. You can't go to sleep either. Now you can't sleep. You're dead.
Yeah, you can't survive with the noise.
The noise one, you can't survive. Not seeing, you could survive with not seeing. I mean, come on. That happens all the time.
You'd have to be like Andrew Pillow Hands.
But you gotta understand, it's not that you're not...
Whoa, wait. We're just going to breeze past this. Who the hell is Andrew Pillow Hands?
Scissorhands. Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, and I'm stupid for not knowing a Grammy.
Andrew Pillowfingers.
How did you not know Grammy?
Man,
Tim Burton sucks now.
Andrew Pillowhands.
All right, well... What I'm saying is that...
I'm so glad we found the episode title. Oh, guys, I can't tell you what a relief that is for me.
Hey, win again.
You got to remember, in both of these movies, they can see and they can speak. It's just that they can't. So it's not like you're blind and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, but if you're blind and you're bouncing around, nobody's getting hurt. You can talk. You can carry on with your life.
What I'm saying is you are not blind.
You're blindfolded.
Right. But I'm just saying.
So you have to have the discipline never to look.
No, you know what? I pluck them babies right out. Goodbye, eyes.
You taking your eyes out?
Pluck them right out.
You know what I always wonder about those movies, too? Does anybody really have that great of a will to live that they'd put up with being potentially the last person on Earth and just dealing with constant fear of getting caught by something.
Oh, yeah. That's how we got here. Yes. Without that, we wouldn't have survived
without that.
Oh, man, I think I'd rip the blindfold off and say, I'm done. Kill me.
You'd be gone. We all know that.
I do think that the blindfold one, if you watch these movies, is the easier one to do.
Well, yeah, because you got like a tool that can, you have the thing
and
that
stops
you.
And you can be in your house
looking.
And see, right?
Right.
So,
well, yeah, and that, don't go outside. In that movie, you can even actually see. You could take your, you could eventually build like, you could live in a big freaking barn where lots of space, lots of, with no windows, and you'd be fine. Because
with the quiet place,
you still have to eat.
With a quiet place, you can never make a noise.
You just put the blindfold on when you go get your Amazon packages.
You would have to eat. That's
in this post-apocalyptic future where Amazon is still up and running. We got you.
But the USPS is still delivering.
If it is a post-apocalyptic future, we're going to go to some big... I go to Wegmans. You're just hanging out at Wegmans.
Oh, yeah. Wegmans would be a good place.
Should be easy to get there. Should be no problem.
I also like the idea that you're the only one.
You got a GPS in your head?
No, he's got his map app. Wegmans is one of his friends, and it tells him where it is.
Yeah, I got your map.
See? It is a good idea.
No.
I got the name for the app. Where'd all my friends go? All right, I got a new segment.
I'm cooking up
a new segment.
Whoa!
2019.
Have we ever done that other segment where we guess the review? Because I like that one.
I got a couple.
Are we ever going to do Roach's Rants again? I think we're getting one today.
What happened to Roach's Rants?
You're getting a Roach's Rage.
Roach's Rage.
Roach's Rage.
Rampage Roach. All right, the new segment is where we tackle a common problem in the world and we try and fix it.
Okay.
It's called Fat Guys Fix It.
Oh, we got
it.
Oh,
Fat Guys Fix It.
I like it. Right. Sounds good
so,
right now.
So, Fat Guys...
We keep drinking Virgil's. We may have to get rid of this segment.
What do we call ourselves if we lose weight with
Four
Virgil's?
Fit Guys.
Four Fit Guys.
We've changed one letter and we're good.
That's perfect. We don't right. have to...
Four Fat Guys post Virgil's.
Four Fat Guys too.
You know, the Virgil's has been around for a long time too. I was seeing on the case they sent us, like in, I think it was 96, 95, 96, they won like best drink.
Really?
Hmm.
So hey, how many six packs did we have here at New Year's or Christmas Eve?
Oh,
six of them?
Five or six of them? About four of them?
I think we plowed through four or five that night.
Yeah, it was at least four.
So we had everybody try it, and everybody liked it.
Yeah.
You know what the difference for me with Virgil's is compared to... There was another one I used to drink, a couple others I tried. I can only... Those other ones, I can drink one, and then I feel like my stomach is... It just has a weird... It does a weird thing to me. Like, I drink one, and I feel like that's it.
Like there's a giant air bubble in your stomach after it?
Yeah, there's something in my stomach that I don't feel like I can have another one. Where with Virgil's, I can have a couple and I don't feel like...
Well, Internet Steve had three or four of them that night.
Yeah, he was trying them all. He was chugging them.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go.
All right, so what's our segment?
So it's Fat Guys Fix It.
Fat Guys Fix It.
And this time, we're trying to fix the whole experience of driving and cars.
Okay.
What are the problems with that we could fix? I figure we're making all these apps. We'll just trademark all this stuff and then live off the residuals. So we're trying to fix driving in cars, parking, traffic, anything like that. What's your solution? So here, I'll get you started. I was thinking about this.
Get us started.
I think for parking, I don't like driving around a busy store trying to find a parking spot. I think that there should be like light posts in the parking spots, like on the signs, you know, like where the handicap parking is and stuff, and it should be red or green to tell you if there's a car there that you can see
where
from a distance.
Where do they do that?
Is there somewhere that
does
it?
Yes.
Because that's my
place.
TM.
Yeah.
Trademark infringement.
I think you lost the trademark.
You guys got to go high tech.
No, there is a place. You know where it is? I know where it is. Exactly.
Where?
This is beautiful system they have, too.
Thank you. I thought of it myself.
This is at Universal Studios. They have, it's just, their parking is just parking garages, because if you've ever been to Universal, they don't have the property that Disney has. So outside of Universal, it's all like, you know, there's stores and stuff that's not theirs. But they have huge parking garages, and that's when you come in, there's a sign that tells you which floor has vacancies. And when you get up
there, must have some kind of a chip or something that knows
as soon
it's
as
open.
You leave, it shows. Yeah,
it's probably like a weight sensor or something.
And as soon as you get up to the top, there's like it'll tell you which places are open, and then it lights up where a spot is available. It
See, right I think up. All stores should do that.
It is
or at
cool.
least stores in busy places, because there's nothing more infuriating than looping yep. around a parking lot for an hour.
That really is pretty cool. But yeah, you know what? I'm sure Universal, when they built their parking garages, built it like that. It probably much easier to do that.
There's a much easier solution to all of this.
Oh boy, here we go.
It's self-driving cars. No. You pull up in front of the store, you get out, the car just drives around the block until you're done.
You gotta go high-tech. Teleportation. Done.
Well,
you go right from your house to right to Wegmans.
Self-driving cars are actual things. Teleporting is
not.
It's
an actual thing.
It is?
Yeah, there's a name for it. They just haven't invented it yet.
Haven't you ever watched Star Trek?
Or Harry Potter?
Wait, here's a question. How long would teleporting have to be around before you felt safe enough to try it?
Day one.
Well, my TV did it. It was no biggie.
I'd like one in my living room.
No,
to my
but
kitchen.
You're saying they tell you we've got a prototype teleporter. It's never been tested on humans. You're signing up to be human.
No, wait. They are not putting Roach in there first. Right?
That's a lot of matter to transport.
They're not going
to
try. I mean, they're going to work their way up to Roach and Jeff.
They would start that thing, and 3 days later, they'd be going, we're not quite there yet.
I would go, what's the big deal?
You'd have to get some real bandwidth.
There's a chance you don't have to walk anywhere.
Well, but there's also a chance that you get spliced.
I'm in. I don't have to drive anywhere.
See, most people when they teleport would be like, man, wouldn't it be good to just teleport? You could instantly be in, like, Japan. You could just show up there. Roach is like, man, it would be nice to teleport to the fridge.
Yeah, well, you got one in the kitchen, one in the living room.
Pods all over the house.
Oh, you don't teleport to the fridge. You teleport something from the fridge to you.
That's true. Could you do that?
No.
I mean, you'd need a robot butler.
You just do what they do in the cartoons, where they put it right in front of one pod right in front of the fridge and one right next to you on the couch, and you just put your hand in, open the fridge, pull out. The only thing you're transporting is your hand.
You're reaching in, you're getting your Virgils.
Well, I'm just saying, no car problems anymore, no pollution.
Yeah, so I'm going with a realistic.
Yeah, thing. Let's go realistic.
It'll be realistic
what are real
someday.
Things that you could do.
Well, you saying that's not going to happen?
I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm saying we're not going to be alive.
I'm
for
saying
it.
It's not happening.
Most likely.
Never happening.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's insane.
Particle disassembly and reassembly?
Never.
That's what
ever,
people would have said
happen.
About I'm going to have all the books in the world on one little thing, box in my pocket.
Go back
pocket.
To 1600 and say, I'm going to have a flashlight.
Well, listen, we're not going to see it anyways, but I'm telling you, never happening.
Oh, it's happening.
Bold prediction.
Impossible.
It's all right, what's your working impossible. On it in Area 51 or something.
Impossible.
What's your real?
Shut up.
Yeah, he sucks.
What's your realistic solution?
Here's my.
Here we go.
You break a rule of the road, automatic gear suspension of your license.
One rule.
One rule. Break the rule, automatic suspension.
I love these dictators. That
wait.
People will
so
follow
get,
the rules
you,
of the
you
road.
Get a speeding ticket, you lose your license.
Well, I don't want to go with that.
Oh, that's a rule of the road,
well,
ding dong.
The rules of the roads are the speed limit, that's a suggestion. It's like, keep it close to this.
That's a suggestion.
here's the neighborhood.
I didn't realize that.
Keep it in this ballpark.
I would have known that was a suggestion.
Yeah. Well, but really think about it. Have you ever gotten stuck behind somebody who takes the idea of the limit being the key word in speed limit? We're like, I can't get over 55. As long as I keep it below 55, I'm safe.
Yeah.
It's a recommendation.
Okay.
Well, it is the limit that you can go.
So if you go 56 miles an hour,
you're breaking the
law.
You're
saying you should get arrested.
No, I'm saying that's against the law.
We know. You could make a car that just went to the speed limit.
Well,
self-driving cars.
Here's a question. I thought, why can't they do this, right, with what do they call it?
We're having a hard time with this.
I'm old.
I'm not old. Helping.
I can hear us getting dumber this episode. It's unbelievable.
This is what happens. It's a senior moment. It's not coming to me.
Come on, tell us.
Cruise control.
Okay.
Okay, so here's your cruise control. They can tell you when – your GPS can tell you when you're in a 55 zone or a 45 zone. It'll pop right up on there in a GPS.
Right. You're right.
Why can't – if you're on cruise control and you put your cruise at – let's say the speed limit you're driving in is 55. You set it to 57.
Okay.
Two over the speed limit.
Yeah.
When you hit the 45 zone or get close to it, why can't that automatically go down to 2 over 45?
I think that's a good...
You know what?
Should.
You know what they do have? I rent a lot of cars at work to take on trips and things like that. Has anybody driven in a car with variable cruise control?
Yes.
Megan's car. What's that?
Does it have that? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Man, that's amazing. So you're on the thruway, right? You got your cruise set at 65, of course, because you're not going over that.
Oh, no, of course.
So you got it set at 65, and you come up behind somebody who's going 60. Your car senses it and slows down. Yep. Well, that car turns off at the next exit.
And
your car senses that car is out of your way. It picks back up to that 65.
See, I'm 100% on team self-driving cars.
See, Megan's,
I don't like that. Megan's shot. Pass.
No, you can pass.
Yeah, well,
your car will speed right up again
when you pull out, when it's no longer in your way.
Her car, you can change how close to.
Yes, yeah.
To the you, so, it, you
2
know,
feet.
No, it's not 2 feet, but
that's
it
what
can,
I like to do.
I think it's measured in car lengths.
Yeah, so it can be like up to, I think, maybe 4 or 5 car lengths away or 1 car length away.
See, if you adopt my rule, that doesn't happen. They're going 60. That's breaking a rule of the road. That's causing problems for people. You're out for a year. Think about it, and then you can come back.
You're going too slow.
You've got a neighbor, grumpy old man, about 2 doors over. Who takes the speed limit as a very serious suggestion in that... He goes, oh, well, I can drive at any speed up to 55, so I'll go 30 everywhere.
I have actually left places that they're leaving and take the longer way home so I'm not behind them.
Oh, yeah. I say it's like the Oregon Trail. They have to pack up the wife, the kid, the oxen, the whole thing, and hope that they don't get dysentery in the 15 days it takes them to get a mile down the road.
Yeah, they leave like... If it takes 15 minutes to get there, they leave like 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because they'll get there about 10 minutes before they're...
I've seen them go by the house. You go into Rudy's, right? They'll go by the house 10 minutes before me, and I'm still there before they are.
So, wait, you guys are you down on self-driving cars, Roach? You're not a fan?
I don't mind it.
Totally a fan.
I would love it.
It's going to happen.
It's happened. I mean, they're there now, but...
Of course it's going to happen.
You know what happened? That one person got ran over by a self-driving car, and everybody had a fit. But that person was wrong. They were not in a crosswalk, or they were basically breaking the rules.
Well, they deserve to die.
That's going to be a little bit of a problem.
That is a problem.
Well, but the problem is, think of all the people that get injured by people driving cars.
You would have far less deaths.
Right. But sure, people are going to freak out if 8 people get killed by self-driving cars.
That's a problem, you know, when a car just hits somebody because they're not in the crosswalk.
Right.
Even though there'll be less deaths overall, those will
see,
get
I thought
attention.
I thought with your year long suspension, you would like this. You jaywalk once, your legs get broken, and then
yeah. Well, there's a little difference between broken legs and dead.
One of them you'll learn.
It's the same. It's the same thing as flying in a plane. There are people, Stub, who think flying in a plane is the scariest thing in the world.
Yes.
When everything would tell you it's the safest mode of travel.
I know.
But
this.
All it takes is that one plane crash, and everybody goes,
yes.
"Oh my God, we can't ever do this again."
Yes,
but cars.
Neat.
There's hundreds of car crashes every day, and nobody thinks twice about getting behind the wheel.
Southwest flight we took to Disney last year, they had to retire the plane because the seat cushion was just destroyed. He squeezed his fingers in there so hard.
No.
Between him and my mother-in-law, I thought they were going to like physically rip the plane out of the sky.
And that Southwest flight was actually pretty smooth.
That might have been the smoothest
that
flight I've ever taken.
Smooth. I can't help it.
It's a control thing.
I can't help it. I don't like it. I don't like flying.
It's a good. I'm not a fan either. I would rather drive.
You know what's terrible?
But I do recognize that it's safer to fly.
One of the places lately I've really wanted to go to, and I think, you know, someday I could go there, is Switzerland.
Yeah.
But I don't think I can go there. Because I got, how am I getting there? I'm not taking a boat over.
Why not?
Because what's that, 10 days at least in the ocean?
You're retired. What do you...
You know who we haven't heard from in a while?
I'm sicker than sick. And
we haven't heard from our friend at I Like Some Games.
That's why Stubb was going to go to Switzerland.
Maybe you could
just go check in on him.
Maybe you could hang out with him.
I would like to go to Switzerland. I really would. In fact, we've even looked up places that I would stay. And
I wonder if he's still listening.
I don't know.
Tweet at us if you're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Send us
and let us
know. And really, everybody should be sending us questions at 4FatGuysShow@gmail.com or at 4FatGuysShow on Twitter.
Send us stuff. We gotta get going because we gotta set the studio up. And
what's your rush?
I gotta go. We gotta go pick up.
What do you gotta go pick up?
Smart Scott. Scott 2.0. Yeah.
It's funny when everyone else says it. When you say it, it makes me sad. That just bummed me out way more than I thought it was going to.
Didn't bother me at all.
All right, we'll be back for our 50th
episode. Hey, drink Virgil's, everyone.
Is our next one 50?
Next one's 50.
Next
we're
going
to put Mom on the air?
Mom's on the air.
Jeff sucks.
Get excited.
See ya.
Hey, everybody. This is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, 4FatGuysShow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.